Morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, February 10th. Currently, with fair skies, it is 19 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is northwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.50. The dew point is 18 degrees, and the current wind chill is 11 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A new Barton County Administrator has been named. J.P. Bizette has more.
Matt Patzner has had many jobs during his 8 years as a Barton County employee. For the past year or so, Patzner has served as the County Director of Operations. Wednesday morning, the Barton County Commission promoted him to County Administrator. Commission Chair Sean Hutchinson calls Patzner a team player and deserves the position. Patzner thanked the commission, county employees, and elected officials and says it's fun to come into work knowing you're making a difference. I'm J.P. Bizette.
Five Topeka police officers have been cleared in a shooting that happened last October. The Shawnee County DA said this week that the officers will not face charges after shooting and killing a man who rushed them with a knife at a Quick Shop parking lot. Topeka police justifiably believe Taylor Lowry was a danger to them and the public, according to the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. And it's Super Bowl weekend for the Kansas City Chiefs. They last appeared in the game in 2020, last won in 2019. This is Kansas Information Network News.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas reported that Kansans filling up their vehicles are seeing numbers go down in recent days. Stewart said there has been some relief as gas prices have started to drift downward over the past week, which is always a good thing for drivers. He said here in Kansas, on average, we're at $3.16 a gallon, and that's down 4 cents from where we were a week ago. Kansas has the 10th cheapest gas in the United States this week, and news last week from those that get the oil out of the ground appears to be having an effect. Stewart said OPEC Plus decided to maintain their current production levels and not make any additional cuts, and that certainly helps with supply and keeps things relatively stable. Supply is okay right now, but what demand will do, especially as the weather warms, is the unknown at this point. He said we saw last summer the record high gas prices both here in Kansas and nationally and in the middle of June because there was a peak, as last summer a lot of travelers chose to drive rather than fly for their summer trips. Stewart said only time will tell if we reach those numbers again this summer. The 21 and older rule is a federal law for purchasing tobacco products that was passed back in 2019. However, in Kansas, the rule is still 18 and older, and that difference could cause some problems. Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Behavioral Health Commissioner Andrew Brown said the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services is at risk for about $1.2 million in loss from the 10% cut to the Substance Abuse Prevention and Treatment Block Grant. That grant comes from the federal government and could be withheld if the state doesn't change its laws to be 21 and over. And on Thursday, the House Federal and State Committee discussed a bill that would do just that. According to Representative John Epley, 41 states have some sort of compliance laws already, and Epley told committee members that some of the backlash on this has been some of the loss of revenue that they'll see from tobacco sales, in the amount of $3 to $5 million. However, he assured the committee that the amount of money that will be saved in health care costs will be many factors over that. There have been bills like this one in before, but Epley says with money that goes to programs like youth tobacco prevention on the line, they need to do this. A Kansas man with four convictions for driving under the influence has been sentenced to prison for a fatal crash. According to a statement from the Thomas County Attorney, this week, the Thomas County District Court sentenced 37-year-old Alan Dibble to 13 years and 5 months in the custody of the Department of Corrections for one count of involuntary manslaughter while driving under the influence, and 12 months in the custody of the Thomas County Sheriff for one count of driving under the influence. Fourth conviction, and the case stems from a fatal accident that occurred on April 9, 2022 in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 1984 GMC Jimmy driven by Dibble backed out of a shop on private property at 1710 South Country Club Drive. He then accelerated excessively and began traveling westbound for approximately 132 feet before overturning, and one occupant was partially ejected out of the rear window. EMS transported Dalton M. Ellis, 25, of Colby, to Citizens Medical Center, and according to his obituary, he died at a Colorado hospital 3 days later. The occupants of the vehicle were not wearing seatbelts, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, implemented in the state by the Kansas Department for Children and Families, allows peace of mind and financial assistance to families struggling to pay their heating bills during the cold winter months. Department for Children and Families Secretary Laura Howard said LEAP has helped Kansas communities stay warm for many years, and it's an important and valued support program provided to families during cold Kansas winters. To receive assistance, applicants can apply on the DCF website at dcf.ks.gov and click on Apply for Services, or you can apply in person, and you must be eligible according to the qualifications. The applications became available January 3rd and must be received by 5 p.m. on March 31st. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address that is responsible for the heating costs of the home, and applicants must be able to prove a recent history of payments on the energy bill within the past 3 months, along with being at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. The one-time assistance payment is determined by household income, the number of people living at the address, the type of dwelling, and the type of heating fuel. Funding for LEAP is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Offices of Community Service, through the Federal Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. In Nebraska news, Lincoln police reported that a man was arrested on Wednesday after officers found stolen guns and marijuana in his East Lincoln home. At around 2:20 p.m., the Lincoln Police Gang Unit served a search warrant at the home near 84th and O Streets as part of a narcotics investigation. And inside, officers found 3 vials of THC wax, 15.2 grams of marijuana, $758, a pharmaceutical-controlled substance, and packaging used for distributing marijuana. Police said they also found a 12-gauge shotgun and a Kel-Tec 5.56 caliber rifle, and both of those guns were reported stolen. Officers then arrested 21-year-old Terrell Jones on suspicion of possessing a firearm with a felony drug violation, possessing a controlled substance, possessing money while violating a state law, and intent to deliver a controlled substance within 1,000 feet of a school. A teenager is behind bars after police say he shot a 16-year-old boy on Wednesday night. Omaha police were called to the area of 132nd and Center Streets just after 9 p.m. and found a teenager who had been shot. And police say he was taken to an Omaha hospital in critical condition, but he is expected to survive. Police determined that the teen was shot while sitting in a vehicle. Investigators caught up with a 16-year-old suspect in his home and arrested him, and he's accused of first-degree assault, use of a weapon to commit a felony, unlawful discharge of a weapon, and attempted robbery. A man wanted on several warrants is in custody following a standoff with authorities in Northeast Lincoln Wednesday morning. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office said the Metro Fugitive Task Force learned 37-year-old David Barrett, who is wanted on 7 warrants in Gage County, was staying in a camper near 58th and Holdridge, and deputies responded to the area around 8 a.m. Deputies said Barrett began making threats and said he had a gun. The Lincoln Sheriff's Office Tactical Response Unit was dispatched to the scene, and after about 35 minutes, he came out of the camper. The Lincoln Sheriff's Office said no weapon was found and no injuries were reported. Sheriff Terry Wagner said Barrett is facing a number of charges, including possession of a deadly weapon by a prohibited person, terroristic threats, 2 counts of burglary, theft by unlawful taking, criminal trespass, and third-degree assault. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Transportation has announced a safety campaign meant to crack down on impaired drivers over Super Bowl weekend. The Kansas Department of Transportation said the Fans Don't Let Fans Drive Drunk campaign will kick off today, Friday, February 10th, and will continue through Sunday, February 12th. The Kansas Department of Transportation said over the weekend, law enforcement agencies across Kansas will combine resources to detect, arrest, and remove impaired drivers. Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager, said they want everyone to enjoy Super Bowl festivities, but they also want responsible drivers on the roads. So if you're planning to be away from home during the Super Bowl, make a game plan so you don't find yourself without a designated driver if you need one. Make a commitment to refrain from impaired driving. The Kansas Department of Transportation said the Kansas initiative is part of a national campaign with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Kansas Treasurer Steve Johnson reported that the state office currently holds more than $500 million in unclaimed property for Kansans, and it's estimated that 1 in 10 people nationwide has unclaimed property, so it's worth checking regularly to see if you, your family, or friends have funds available to claim, plus it's free. You can visit kansascash.ks.gov and click on the Search Unclaimed Property link to see if you have any unclaimed property. Fort Hays State University will host the Teacher Exploration and Employment Fair on Monday, February 13th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. on the second floor of the Memorial Union. More than 60 employers will be on campus to visit with anyone interested in teaching or other professional opportunities in K through 12 education, and members of the Hays community, alumni, and students are welcome to attend. This includes experienced teachers, transition to teaching candidates, and students seeking their first career position. Fort Hays State University is also partnering with other institutions on the Virtual Education Interview Day on Thursday, March 2nd, and this event will be hosted in Handshake from 1 to 4 p.m. There's no cost to participate in either of the events, and you can contact Fort Hays State University Career Services at 785-628-4260 for more information. Kansans at least 55 years old who are looking for employment qualify to participate in the Older Kansans Employment Program, provided through the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging, and this program is funded by the Kansas Legislature through the Kansas Department of Commerce. Older adults who have been out of the workforce for a while and need assistance updating a resume, managing online applications, and improving their interview skills are perfect for the Older Kansans Employment Program, as the Older Kansans Employment Program is designed to provide skill assessments, resume preparation, counseling, basic computer and online application training, referrals, and job development and mentoring services. Job seekers will attend an initial appointment with an employment specialist in a one-on-one setting where an assessment of needs and skills will be completed, and after that, the job-seeking process begins, from an updated resume to a successful interview, and finally, the achievement of landing a job. For more information or to schedule an appointment, you can contact the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging at 800-432-7422. Information about the 2023 Kansas Legislature is only a phone call or chat away, and the State Library of Kansas reminds residents that the toll-free number for the legislative hotline is 1-800-432-3924. The calls are answered by experienced reference and research librarians at the State Library, and some frequently asked questions include, who are my legislators, how can I contact them, and what is the status of a bill? Other questions may concern the legislative process, where to find historic information, and other Kansas government-related questions. The hotline is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. However, constituents can leave a brief message for their legislators or for a librarian's response. And questions can also be emailed to infodesk@ks.gov. Kansans can also chat with a librarian in real time through the library's Ask a Librarian service found at kslib.info/ask. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have chicken and noodles, whipped potatoes, lima beans, strawberry fruit cup, cookie, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken nuggets, rolls with margarine, whipped potatoes, fruit, and milk. And your schedule for Norton Community Schools for today at 9:30 a.m., the high school junior varsity wrestling at Colby. At 4:30 p.m., the high school varsity and junior varsity basketball with Smith Center here in Norton. On Saturday at 8 a.m., forensics in Norton. And at 10 a.m., the KSHSAA Girls Regional Wrestling in Hoisington. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC. Farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 43 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour becoming south in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 20 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 54. On Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. On Super Bowl Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 49. On Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 24. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, for Monday it should be sunny with a high near 57. On Tuesday, there's a 50% chance of rain, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 49. On Wednesday, there's a chance of rain and snow, should be cloudy with a high near 38 and breezy. And on Thursday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 33 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 19 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is northwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.50. The dew point is 18 degrees, and the current wind chill is 11 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
I suddenly collapsed. I could hardly breathe. Everything went dark. Thankfully, two wings of light landed on my chest, and I was brought back to life. A stranger, a fearless hero, touched my heart and saved my life. Our hands are wings of life. Learn hands-only CPR. Visit heart.org/CPRheroes.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is hosting their 74th annual meeting Monday, March 6, 2023 at 6 p.m. in the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church Parish Hall. Please join us for a delicious meal and, of course, giveaways. Make your reservations by calling or stopping by at either branch office by February 27th. Reservations are $1. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA.
KI in Sports, I am Fulton Caster. Super Bowl 57 between the Chiefs and the Eagles is now just days away, coming up on Sunday night from down in Phoenix, Arizona. And a big part of that game is going to be Eagles pass rush trying to get to Patrick Mahomes and trying to stifle the Chiefs offense. And tight end Travis Kelce met with the media. And he discussed that vaunted Eagles pass rush and what the team's pass protection plans might be, the confidence he has in the offensive line, how he and even running backs like Isaiah Pacheco and Jerick McKinnon have to help out to keep Mahomes upright.
Yeah, I mean, that defensive line is arguably the best in the game this year, and a big reason why they're here in the Super Bowl. And it's going to be a big task. But I know our offensive line, everybody that's in the run game and pass game in terms of having to deal with the front and protecting Pat, we're all pretty locked in on the task at hand. And we know it's going to be a challenge. We know that they got some real dogs up front. And even if they get to Pat once or twice, man, we got to find a way to still move the ball downfield and have success.
KI in sports.
John Deere utility tractors from Prairie Land Partners are the perfect match for any chore on your property, farm, or ranch. These tractors are the ideal blend of versatility and value. From working livestock to snow removal, for hay producers, municipalities, and property owners, these tractors bring the power and versatility so you can haul, mow, bale, feed, and maintain your property. Visit them online or stop by any Prairie Land Partners location to test drive one today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Be caller number 5 for your chance to win a Super Bowl party for 10. Call now.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We begin with your weather forecast.
Good morning. We were seeing some snow ongoing in portions of southeastern Kansas, and that is gradually winding down as an area of high pressure at the surface was building into western and central Kansas. We're going to be clearing out with some sunshine today. Colder air comes in behind the system that moved through yesterday, and that will bring with it temperatures running in the upper 30s to low 40s statewide. The south wind tomorrow and low pressure developing on the eastern side of the Rockies will be warming us up. 40s and 50s for the high on Saturday. Will likely be in the 50s statewide on Sunday, a bit breezy at times. A more active weather pattern with rain early next week, Monday into Tuesday, and possibly snow Wednesday into Thursday. In northwestern Kansas today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 30s. In north central Kansas, sunny with a high in the mid 40s. In northeastern Kansas, sunshine or high in the upper 30s. Partly sunny across southwest Kansas with a high in the mid 40s today. Low 40s in south central Kansas or high near 40 in the southeast. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Corn and soybeans were mixed in the overnight, but they are starting to firm up. Wheat contracts are leading the way this morning. March corn up 3.5 at 674.25. May up 2.25, 671.25. December up 1.25, 591.75. March soybeans up 2.75 at 1522. May up 2.5 at 1514.25. November down 2.25 at 1363. Kansas City wheat March up a dime at 889. May also up a dime at 878. July up 8.75, 864.5. Chicago wheat March up 9 at 766.25. May up 9 at 777. And July up 8.25 at 781.5. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 164 points. Dollar index up 28 cents. And crude oil up $1.69 a barrel. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you.